Blog Talk Radio.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material compositions. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
Everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here, Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live today. I was supposed to have somebody here who was supposed to be checking in with me. I don't know where they are. Let me see. Where are you? They're supposed to be coming on. I don't know. They wanted the floor, so I was wanting to give them the floor. They wanted the floor here tonight, but, you know, I advertised the show last night, so... See if I can try to get him on here. If you want to come on, that's fine. If not, that's fine too. But so we'll be back here in a couple minutes. And if you want to come on and talk tonight, we'll talk about something, anything. The phone number is 657-383-0616. Press the number 1 and I'll get you on.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game. We stand in our church services and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry? He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." He said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "Do you see that flag way up on the rampart?" He said, "We have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule." Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, "How many ships?" He said, "Hundreds." The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, "Men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch." As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says, "The sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs." He said, "It was absolutely impossible to talk or hear." He said, "Suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit." And he says, from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, "Tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us." 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, "It's still up. It's not down." The admiral came and he said, "Your people are insane." He said, "What's the matter with them?" He said, "Don't they understand this is an impossible situation?" Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, "The thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees." The admiral said, "We have now instructed all of the guns to focus on..."
All right, everybody. Blog Talk Radio, understanding the times in which we live today. Phone number 657-383-0616. Press the number 1, and I will get you on here live. The person that I did have scheduled, he did not, I guess he's backed out. But that's okay. Like I said, you know, the show is, we only do, you know, maybe one show a month now. What is it, you know, maybe one every couple months. You know, it just depends what, if there's something very interesting to address or to attack, or to investigate, or if someone else wants to come on and talk about their particular issues. I know we've talked about a lot about CPS cases and everything in the past. You know, that's a good issue to talk about, child kidnapping and whatnot, the family court system, prisons. You know, I think we're going to do a show maybe next month on the prisons, the prison system. Probably get maybe not just another number on here, and a couple other organizations out there that are involved with prisons. So basically, like I said, so the show is not a week-to-week thing where we're doing 2-3 shows a week anymore. So I know a lot of people emailed me and said, hey, what's going on? No more show, you know. And, you know, it's no reason. There's just too many crank callers, too many people spoofing their caller ID. They're logging into social media platforms pretending to be me. They're pretending to be other people, my friends. And then they call other people, spoofing, using my number. And, you know, this, and then the people call, hey, you just called me, you know, no, yeah, come on, you know, it's, we've been talking about this forever, you know, it's not that hard to really do when you really think about it, because I looked up a lot of the stuff lately, and all these internet spy apps that you can buy and stuff like that, it's just, it's amazing, the common jerk out there who wants to stalk somebody or harass somebody is able to do it. And people out there in society are they're like totally don't understand. They don't get it. They don't understand. They see, if they see your number coming up on the caller ID, they automatically think that's you. But you've been told that identity theft is the fastest growing crime for how many years now? And the reason for that is because they're going to what? They're going to start using the facial recognition software that they've created. They're the microchip system where they're going to put the microchips in your, which they've already done to many, many people. We've talked about that many times, and still people don't believe it. You know, just look, what do you think is going to happen with this vaccine that's going to come out? Probably what? The vaccine is probably going to come out right after Christmas, I think it was. Somebody should know about that. I think a couple of people sent me messages about that. You know, if you don't get your – now Trump says no forced vaccinations. Well, you know, that Trump's not really in charge. When your state, you know, your liberal state governors there say it's mandated that you have to be vaccinated or you won't be able to travel. You won't be able to come out of your home. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Who are you going to call? Who are you going to sue? What are you going to do? You can't do anything. And that's one of the things that we address here. You know, we talk about the family court system and everything. What are you going to do? How are you going to attack this system? They have all the guns. They have all the money. They have all the buildings. They have all the great land. They have all the power. What are you going to do? You can't do anything. You're going to obey, and you're going to pay your Federal Reserve notes, and you're going to walk the walk and talk the talk. Otherwise, they've got a place for you. They got a couple places for you. You know, now today, of course, you know, the blacks out there, Black Lives Matter, you know, we know, you know, they get pulled over now. I guess they're getting, you know, all the perks or whatever. You know, they're flipping the paradigm shift there, the way of thinking that, you know, the poor black people out there, they deserve everything, so we got to feel guilty. And then it entices the people to burn down their own neighborhoods and flip over cars in their own neighborhoods and attack police in their own neighborhoods to do what? I don't know. We've been over this too, this subject, where we had the Black Lives Matter movement on here, and they wanted to talk about what was the real solution, how we can fix and correct and handle a problem in our cities today, or in our country today. You know, the main thing we have to do is first is abolish the Federal Reserve System, the banking system. We have to control what's everyone after? What's the most important thing you need to survive? Money. You have to have money to survive. So who controls the money? The central bankers. Central bankers control the money. They write the laws. They control the politicians. Politicians control the judges. Judges control the police and the courts. And the court system controls you. And you're educated and you're taught that way in the school system from the very beginning. So with that being said, like I said, I was going to try to get into that discussion with Mr. I'm not going to give his name. You know what? He didn't want to show up. I'm not going to say his name. He said he was going to come on last night. He didn't. So I don't have a backup guest. So I don't see anyone in the chat room. I think somebody made a smart aleck remark already. I don't know what it is with this. Jaeger. Well, yeah, he said something about Jaeger or whatever. Yeah, Jaeger. Well, you know, Jaeger's not good for you. We know that. But, you know, some people drink it. So what? Big deal. Who cares? You know? Are you drinking it? Do you drink Jaeger? You know, if you do, good for you. It's none of my business what you drink. Let's see here. I don't see any other comments on there. So what I'll do is I'll take callers. I'll screen some calls, see if anybody wants to get on here. Press number one. If not, we'll carry on with the show and play a couple intros here.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
George Bush has invoked a new world order without enunciating a new American purpose.
Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order, and instead it looks like we got a lot of disorder.
Today we take an essential step in defeating terrorism while protecting the constitutional rights of all Americans. Preventing mass terror will be the responsibilities of presidents far into the future.
The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. These are not simply words written into aging parchment. They are the foundation of liberty and justice in this country.
This is an ideological battle. Some people believe in globalism. Others of us believe in national sovereignty. It's a contest between ideologies, whether we believe in our institutions here, our national sovereignty, our constitution, or are we going to further move in the direction of international government? It's just knowledge is out there. If we look for it, you'll realize that our national sovereignty is under threat.
All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
There you go. All right. Where's my two callers at? Where did they hang up? Why do you hang up? Why do you hang up? You know, I told you right after the intro I was going to connect you. All right. Well, they hung up. I had two there I screened. Press number one. Press number one if you want to get on here one time. Just press one time if you want to get on. 657-383-0616. Where's Angel Eagle Lady Love tonight? Where's she at? You know, any other time when I have a guest on here, she'll come on and have a million words to say. you know. And then right now I give her the floor, and there's press one. Hang on, this might be her here. Hang on, let's see here. Oh, how about there? Is that you, Angel Lady Love?
Hetepu, honorable brother, I you know I pray for you. I was going to call
all right,
you.
Thank
I've been
you.
Concerned about you. I really want to talk to you. And
I appreciate that, but I'm
going
to give you the floor tonight to talk about whatever you want to talk about, okay? This is your chance, your spotlight. I'm not going to interrupt you either.
Oh. Thank you. Well, first of all, I am Angel Lady Love, listener, inspirer, friend in Miss Ferry. That is an acronym. And I like to put the word sacred there now because all life is sacred. Regardless of genetic engineering, regardless of race, creed, color, and that's the other key. A lot of people are not aware of the various types and nationalities. If you study archaeology, anthropology, there are three races of people on the earth. I'm not including the ones from other planets. And with this is what has caused a lot of the violations, because there were beings cast here, Lucifer, he's an archangel, and there were these, a third of the cherubim female from another planet cast here, and this is after chapter one of Genesis. These beings, because the original of the four corners of the planet Earth, and the Earth is flat, I can give more details later. And all the water that we have in and on this earth is the same water for the past trillions and billions of years, by the way. We never get new water. It has several stages, solid, gas-like, or steam, you might call it, or liquid. And I can give more detail. And in that book, Bible Means Book, it pretty much tells you about the water, especially I think it's 2 Peter chapter 3. And you know about the different stories about God showed Noah the rainbow sign. That would be in the song, It's Gonna Rain, by the Nightingales. I like that one. And remember, it was a flood, and he supposed to build this ark. And when the waters receded, they started planting, and, of course, he had some wine from his grapes. And while he was asleep one day, his son Ham uncovered his daddy's nakedness. That's found in the definition for that is in Leviticus chapter 18. When another man uncovers another man's nakedness, it means he slept with the other man's wife. It wasn't his mama. Curse would have been incest or mongoloidism, or since the 70s they call it Down syndrome. And they are a race of people, and they come in all several types of they seem to be the same because they have the extra chromosome. Negroid, Caucasoid, Mongoloid, the latter two have dysfunctions. And what I'm about to say, you all don't get off track, but you all have seen the chart that you call the evolution chart. That is the Caucasian chart. These genetic engineer, well, I don't like to call them scientists. They were biologists. These cherubim female, a third of them. We have cherubim male, but these women type of cherubim, and they normally show you in different artwork. They'll paint them as being a baby with wings, and you might mostly see it around Cupid time, Valentine's Day or something. That recognizes them because they made their own being. They said they weren't going to bow down to the supreme being of the four corners of the planet Earth, the melanin-rich people. So they were going to create their own. And that's why when you get the chart, it's called, you all will call it evolution. It's not evolution. They actually did their little biology tests and making these, and we still do it to this day. They showed you about Dolly the sheep in the 21st century. Dolly the sheep was a clone of her mom. Cloning causes genetic decay. That's why Dolly died before the mother. But Dolly was a female because the clone can only be the gender from which it is cloned. But they never show you the three-headed, seven-footed, you know, the, when they're doing these kind of experiments. Also, these beings are the ones that put a lot of strange-looking animals on the earth. If you read chapter 1 of Genesis, everything was seeded on this earth. In the waters, in the ground, the trees, they used these huge dinosaurs to help get the ground prepared so that they could seed it and make it more livable. And when everything was very good, they
had... So what
are
you saying, Angela Love, are you saying that the dinosaurs were put here for a reason?
Yes. Everything was seeded here. The dinosaurs, you see how huge they are. And anyone that has ever been on a farm, what do you use nowadays? You use a tractor, right? Or some of you may know of times when you had oxen, or you can look in the history books to see when people used big oxen to take the plow around with them, or a mule, depending on how deep the earth was. See, remember, when you look at NASA, I'm sure they should show you certain planets and see in with the type of cameras that we use, many of the planets that they're showing you on NASA, have you ever gone on NASA's webpage?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, many of the times that they're showing you the different placements like Mars and places like that, it looks desolate, doesn't it? Have you ever noticed the pictures that Rover sends back? But in truth, when they use the other dimensional type cameras, this is what's happening here on Earth. I haven't got to that part, but I'm sort of jumping ahead of myself. There are other dimensions that we can't see with the naked eye.
All right.
And as we are ascending, our vibration is increasing. And I can tell you what I experienced this past year. At the end of the year, I was in a bubble. I'd gone to Africa. And when you have these kind of events, it's so dimensional that you can see yourself, and then you see yourself outside of yourself. And
now, wait
children...
a second. You're telling me you traveled to Africa. You're saying that you had an outer body experience. You're saying that you came out of your body and you traveled to Africa. What did you do in Africa when you got there?
I didn't come out of my body. When I recognized where I was taken, I was in a bubble.
Oh.
That's one of our vehicles. And the strangest and the funniest thing, I've been trying to find someone to talk to about it, because when I tell different ones, when I had this experience, and it's hard to try to explain, but I had experienced it in the 90s also, but I was sitting in a chair, and when I experienced going to Africa in the 1990s, I was several places. I was in many countries, I should say. But these particular ones, when I zoomed in on these certain areas, and it must have been the Congo and other places like that, these children were emaciated. Everybody was crying. Even adults were crying. Every place I went, and all over the world, nobody was happy. That was in the 90s. But what I experienced at the end of last year and the beginning of this year, I was in a bubble. And I think I experienced this bubble before. But I found it interesting. After I experienced it, I did tell a couple of people, and the next thing I know, different talk show hosts would talk about being in a bubble, or that, you know, they use the word bubble.
Oh, yeah, I feel like I'm in a bubble all the time, actually. I feel like it's exploding, you know. I'm getting sucked out, you know.
No, we've got to talk to you.
Trust me, I feel like I'm in a bubble.
Explode. You're a good guy. You're a good guy. Don't do that. You're here to live and let live, and you're supposed to be happy. And you can't be happy in wishing any harm or even thinking that you've done harm. You've got to, I know You've got to think righteous. That's the only thing I can tell you. I don't know how to tell you to do that.
Well, that's the same thing. People say you got to stay positive. You got to stay positive. You know, you have to stay focused and positive, right? I mean, that's the same thing.
I don't
that's basically
that
what
word.
You're saying.
I don't
well,
use that, the
but
word
other
positive,
people use it,
but
though.
That's
yeah.
Let me tell you, you know, with all these tests that they've been given for the COVID, the bulk of all these tests were given false positive and false negative.
Yeah,
that
can you explain that? Can you explain that for us? What's this COVID thing? I mean, what's going on here? What's the game plan of these people? These shapelifters, these whatever they are. What's the game plan here with this flu virus or this sickness that they're killing everybody with, supposedly?
Okay. Well, that's because we don't want to read our own rules and laws. In this country, we have the Declaration of Independence. And I don't care how much people think that the melanin-rich people were not included. We were at the table. We even helped these people build long houses in this country. We are passive people. I am not including the Mayans, Aztecs, Incas, anyone that does voodoo, Santeria, Obia, the Margaret Sangers of the world. I'm not including them or witchcraft or anyone that uses body or animal secretions for rituals and magic and all of that. No. The key here is we are about live and let live. And we are people of the law. And in this country, we are and have become a Judeo-Christian Islamic nation. There's no such thing as anti-Semitic. Semitics has to do with two brother languages, Hebrew and Arabic. And they both stem from the daddy language, Aramaic, which stem from cuneiform. So when you hear these people talking about someone, say, well, he's anti-Semitic and he don't like Jews. First of all, the word Jewish is a Yiddish word. The language, if you can call it a language of Yiddish, is just like me speaking Pig Latin. Are you familiar with Pig Latin?
I'm not, no.
Nonetheless, it's not a real language, but it's something that these people that think that they can get control, and then I'd have to get into more of the situations of time past of how people, I was telling you in the beginning how these cherubim female were cast here, and they decided they weren't going to bow down to the supreme being, they were going to create their own. And the only thing I can tell you, and there's so many different pictures that you can download. I always say hard copy. Stop sitting in front of all these computers all day, all night. Don't have it in your bedroom. In fact, you should cut it off when you're not using it. And you should invest in a good printer or a company that anything you want to hard copy.
Why should we turn off our computers? What's going to happen if we don't turn off our computers?
Well, that's radiation, and that's what's making many people sick. And the radiation, see, we are naturally electrical beings. The only natural electricity comes from the sun and the earth. And no offense, but Caucasians are most sensitive to radiation because they don't have melanin in their melanocytes. The skin is the largest organ of the body. And melanocyte, C-Y-T-E, that suffix stands for cell, the cells that hold the melanin. And for the most part, they're genetic engineering. Genetic engineering causes genetic decay, and that's why they're getting weaker. And so their time is getting closer. Did I mention Dolly the sheep that was a clone of its mother? Okay. And Dolly died before her mama did. Because cloning causes that, causes genetic decay. And,
so they're not cloning it. So cloning works then. You're saying they're cloning sheep and they're cloning human beings? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's always worked. It's in the Bible. That's what chapter 2 of Genesis. Now, if you ever wanted to, we can go over chapter 1, 2, and 3 of Genesis. But chapter 2, the cloning, when they talk about this... on the second day, God rested. It's really Mother, Father, Creators. The bottom line, then they start talking about a Lord God. And when you pay attention, this Lord God is in what is like a zoological garden. And then it talks about this taking something from the earth. You know that part?
Well, I don't know. I don't know where you're reading that. I don't. What are you reading
okay,
from?
Chapter,
I mean, I don't want to get into a Bible lesson. I wanted to really talk about the flu virus and you know and how they're what is this flu virus? Is it real?
No.
Are they dying? Go ahead.
Well, it has to do with the fact that there's inferiority complexes and people are trying to take control over people, and this is the way they think they can take what they think they need just to keep their life. How can I say this? Yeah. In other words, anything I'm about to say that's happening currently now can be proven in the Bible. It's nothing new under the sun. But there is an original being in and on this earth, and these other beings said they're not going to bow down to them, and that their children have been obedient to their makers, and many of them have been duped themselves, but most of
all right,
the most
any,
part,
anyone who wants to jump in here in the conversation here or think they can or follow along with Angel or Lady Love, it's phone number 657-383-0616. Press the number 1. And I will get you on. I think we got a couple people here who already took that challenge and pressed number 1. So we'll give Angel Lady Love the floor again. But let's. I know I don't want people out there waiting forever to get on.
So you want me to bring it up to date? What's happening here now, like the riots, the
Yes. But let's take a couple
virus.
Callers first, though.
But we would
yes,
have to
I
talk
want
about
you.
The
yes.
flu.
Yes,
and,
well, that's fine. Whatever you want
to
talk about, but we really should concentrate on today and not, and, you know, and try to figure out what's happening today because that is the title of the show, Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. So let me take the first caller here, and then we'll get back to Angel Lady Love. All right, go ahead, there, private caller.
Yeah, I got to figure it out. I didn't plan.
All right, private caller, go ahead.
Hi guys, I actually met Angel Lady Love, and she's great. She only charged me $20 for the hour. I mean, she really did her job, too, man. She's got nice tits and the whole thing.
All
you know,
right, all right,
stuff.
All right.
Little boy down
the
street.
Go ahead, address him, Angel Lady.
He's having hallucinations. But I'm glad that you think that way. It saddens me that you're lonely.
Yeah. That does give off a kind of a fantasy. We need to get the Facebook dating app site on here. That's what we need to do. Get them on here. You ever see that Facebook dating app that they got out there? Boy, oh, boy, I went on that thing one time, and I was like, get the heck off of there. I mean, what a bunch of wackos, man. You know, but this is where everybody's at. Oh, you know, and all the good pictures, I mean, or pictures of people, men and women, that are halfway, you know, look like they're Photoshopped and everything and look like a model, that's Facebook. It's Facebook. It's a phony person. They're not real, you know. So it's just another scam. That's all it is. Everything out there is a scam. You go on the internet, you punch in something to search for something, it takes you everywhere, but where you want to go.
I think there are legitimate types of agencies that do match, or you know, that people can entertain. Now I'm not talking about for floozy kind of. I'm not talking about the X-rated kind of thing, but
yeah,
I think there are some. Maybe I don't know if there are a lot, but I have one time because I have to listen to radio so much. I heard a young lady being interviewed, and she sounded like she had a legitimate. She was part of an organization. They had a legitimate type of organization to find matches for people, you know, to introduce them to people, and they do the research on them before, and instead of just sending them out there and saying, go meet these people, they look into their credentials.
Yep.
I'm not saying all of them are legitimate, but I believe in prayer. Believe it or not, it doesn't seem like mine are being heard right now. But nonetheless,
well, you know, I don't think anybody's prayers are being heard. To be honest with you, I hear that too. We've got everybody praying for you, Joe. We're praying for you. They're praying for this. You know, I always hear that, and you know, I don't see any prayers being answered really. I got into a big debate about
your situation. I will talk to you off the line, but
Yeah, let's not talk about my situation in depth.
Yeah, let's
we don't
not
want to do
talk
that,
about
because every
personal.
Crony in the world will come
but
out of the woodwork
it's happening
there
all
me.
Over. And see, this is why it's almost a good thing that the schools are closing, because no one's really been taught properly. This is how they keep
yeah.
us all stymied and not really knowing why are we here. And the, one of the first questions, what do children all want, is want to know, why is the sky blue? And many of them don't get to see that the sky is not always blue. You know what I mean?
I
and,
never see a blue sky. I just see a fog.
Really
that's all.
Red.
No, white white film.
What'd you say?
I just see a white film across the sky. That's all I see. Like right now, I look out the window. I don't see any blue. You know, I mean, it's still light outside, so it's, I just see a white film. So, you know, we can get into the chemtrails, whatever the heck you want to call them. I know people say they're spraying us and whatnot, but I don't know about that either.
I can talk about all of that, but the bottom
well,
line
ahead,
is
well,
right
let's see,
now.
We got any other callers there? One of them hung up there. Another one hung up there. We want to be patient. Let's see. I think I got this one already. Let's see. Go ahead there, caller. No?
Yeah,
right. Either one. Oh, wait, oh, there he goes, there he goes.
Big
go ahead, what's
nipples,
that?
Big fucking hard, hairy nipples.
Who's that?
He wants to play a game. Let me tell you
yeah,
about
he wants,
your
yeah,
camera,
yeah. Well, that's what,
you
that's
have
what
a
I
camera.
Talk about here. Yeah. there, this is what you
them.
Get, you know. You know, there, that's
when
what you,
you
get on the internet. And this is what, you know, we're a lost society. A lost society, you know. But go ahead, Angel Lady Love, go ahead. If I get any more, press
well,
one, press one there,
yourself,
guys, if you want to get on here.
It's a lot of spiritual things and, or if you will, our ancestors, you are your ancestor. When you study the fact that how you're made, we are, you ever look at that on an internet? That's what we should be using, or get an anatomy and physiology book. And even if you buy the children, they teach you how the egg is in the womb and, you know what I mean, and then the sperm and all that. We are... A whole part of us is our mother's side and the other our daddy. And it's sacred geometry. One times one equals one. Or no, I shouldn't say it like that. Did I say it like that? Yeah. Yeah, one times one equals, that's not sacred geometry. But nonetheless, it's a multiplication. When you see how these cells, some people say, oh, they divided. No, they're multiplying. You ever see that on the internet? In real time, they show you nowadays of what happened?
Yeah, I got you there. I'm just watching the chat room here. These people argue with each other in the chat room. There's just a load of all wonderful people out here that just have nothing to do but just to make fun of each other and harass each other. You know, it makes no sense.
Well, it's
know.
Sad because none of us have been taught to remember why we're here. This is why everybody's lonely. They can be in a crowd of people. And now they're more lonely because they're told by our very employees to distance themselves. They're not telling us why. They're still hiding from us. The real reason they want us to wear these masks are the fact that these, I used to call them androids, these AIs, these robots, I call them now anthropomorphic pseudo-humankind. We had them millions of years ago. In the more recent past, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 28. At the top of this year, Walmart said that, and this is before they started talking about the corona, Walmart said that they were hiring 600 of them. And they
600
didn't,
what?
I'm trying to remember what, this is what I'm trying to remember, whether they use the word AIs, or whether they just call them robots. I don't know what they call them. I don't think they use either of those words, but I knew what they were talking about. And the ironicity is that Walmart has been in the news when for everything, free advertising. When the social distancing, they would understand from what I'd hear on the news, they had their cameras there at Walmart showing the people had to stand outside the store. I think you even mentioned it. Stand out the store and wait to go into the store. Remember when they started that? Around March or so? All I'm saying is Walmart, the pseudo-human beings, they look human. The real reason we have to wear the mask is that their faces, they have multiple, the same face. You can see it on 10 and 20 and 30 people. They know that will frighten you all. So they want us to wear the mask. Add that to the fact, and I can give more details because I've experienced seeing them. The other variable is it causes hypoxia. H-Y-P-O-X-I-A. It's unnatural for us to cover our face. We breathe in oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide. The mask is going to make it possible that the carbon dioxide doesn't get out, expelled from us properly. That can
cause unless you got one of those fancy masks that got a little breather device on them. You know, I seen one of those today at a gas station. They got a little plastic little thing so you can breathe through it now. You know, we're going to be walking around like,
and
you know.
How much are those?
I forgot the price. I think it was like $4.99 or $6.99 or something like that. I don't know. I never wear a mask. I've worn it a couple times to appease people around me, but most times I don't wear it.
Well, when you're driving your car or anything like that, you shouldn't really. But
bottom line, of course.
What I would concern myself is that these people will have the tendency to pull it off, put it anywhere, just like they're doing these, what do you all call them, earbuds? Everybody's putting earphones on and all. The ear is an orifice, an opening, just like the skin is the largest organ of our body. That is an opening. You know it by way of the pores, okay?
Yep.
Sweat glands and all of that. But more emphatically, so are our eyes, our openings, and our mouth and our nose. And you always were taught as a child, don't dig up your nose. Your hands are dirty. You know what I mean?
Well, who created us then? Well, so is God true then in the Bible? So God created him in the likeness of him? You know, is that true?
Well, it's just like the way you had your baby. The key here is we call your parents are your creators. You can even, if you want to call them, they're your gods. Think about it. Take a little while to think of that. Because, see, we've been taught to think God is way out there and we'll never get to see him. You know, we are.
Well, it doesn't say that. The Bible doesn't say you don't get to see him. It says you got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
Now you're in the second book when you start talking about Lord Jesus Christ. It's also in the Old Testament. Because in Isaiah chapter 7:14 and Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and this is what Joseph had to have known about, because it said a virgin would have a baby and blah, blah, blah. She's not a virgin. When she had it, there was a relationship for Mary to get pregnant, Miriam. Okay, and Jesus' daddy is the archangel Gabriel.
Oh, hey, Jessica, I forgot. Hang on one second. Hey, Jessica in the chat room. There's Jessica, my old friend. Oh, yeah. How you doing, Jessica? I've seen him in the chat room there. I just wanted to say hello to him there real quick. But go ahead, Angel Lady Love.
His name is Jessica?
Jessica. Jessica, he's a separatist. He's a separatist. He believes that everyone should be separate. And he does not like women, that is for sure. And, you know, women control the entire, control the system out there. I mean, you know, they control everything. You know, if you cross a woman, then that's Jessica's. He gives a good argument about it, though. He does pretty good. Go ahead, Angel Lady Love.
That saddens me. I'm looking for, you know, for things to come together for righteousness' sake. We're supposed to be enjoying this life, and thus far, these other beings have made a mess of it. And How? What would you like me to talk about? Because, see, I can talk about
My main question was also, well, you addressed the flu thing. How about these smart meters with all the fires that they had a couple of years ago out there in California?
Okay.
Explain that in the 5G fanatics out there.
That
the 5G thing is pretty big.
Yeah, well, they're 5G already here. A man had told me from the electric company over, I don't know whether it was in 2013, was I was telling him I didn't want a smart meter. He says, Miss you, and he was a supervisor, and he didn't have to share this with me. He said, you already have a 5G on your building. I said, what? That's trespassing. I know these 5Gs and probably the 6G, all of those have to be closer to us. You can keyword, and you might want to get a notebook and pencil and write down what I'm saying because you're going to have to do homework. The cell towers are bad enough. Keyword the cell towers, and this affects especially, no offense when I'm telling you about Caucasians and the difference, Caucasians do not have melanocytes. This is why you know about many people will burn in the sun, you know, some of those things,
yeah,
or they'll break out in a rash. Caucasians don't have melanin in their melanocytes, and that's another variable that this radiation, and I can get into the Bible about there'll be fire next time.
What do you think about this? Let me ask you this question. What do you think about this social media craze out there? I mean, there's social. Everyone's on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, it's really gone, really blown out of. I mean, when Facebook first came out, I remember before Facebook, you had MySpace, and that just got disappeared. And, you know, this Facebook thing where everyone's connected, meeting everybody and arguing with people. And you don't know if people are real on there or not, if they're fake,
mm-hmm.
you know, and unless you know them personally and deal with them on a day-to-day basis, you would have no idea that they are really real or the person is real. So, therefore, how does that reflect on how the world is shaping up? How do we know who's real and who's not?
Okay, again, this is playing with our psyche. Psychology is a soft science. It manipulates. They should call it, they'll tell you if you ever take psychology in school, they'll say the answer is psychology is the study of human behavior. That's a lie, but that's the answer to their question. The truth is psychology is the manipulation of humankind, and animal behavior. And the one that talks about the dog, you ever hear Pavlov's dog? And then
yep.
There are several schools of psychology. You got Jung, you have Freud. Freudism, the people normally try to manipulate and say, yeah, well, your mama made you this way, and that's why you hate your mama. Or, you understand? And they did this
yeah.
because they really hated their mother. Sounds like the guy that you were just talking about, he hates women. But
yeah.
And that saddens me. We've got to talk to him about that. The other variable is, what is it, Jung, Maslow. Maslow is the self-actualization. But when one studies the life of Maslow, he had problems. Most of these people that are into psychology had problems of their own with their family members. And
I think we all got problems.
I
don't think anyone out there that lives a perfect life. I think we all got our own problems. So I don't think it has to do with psychology. I just think it has to do with the world we live in.
It's a soft science, number one. And when I went back, I've taken psychology in every course of study I've done. But the more recent one in the 90s, I had a psychologist as my professor. And he finally admitted that psychology is a soft science. You understand? They can change
yeah.
with the wind. And part and parcel of it is like now they're trying to, you say, oh, we've got to get into more mental health. The people are having mental problems because they had to do the social distancing. Or they're, you understand? Haven't you heard that heretofore?
Oh, yeah.
And that's another way to control. It's not, I mean,
So the objective is the control. What's the purpose? They have the control, obviously. These people you're talking about, or things, or whatever they are, they have the control because they're far more advanced than us. Why do they let us just walk around and do what, you know? And what's the end game? What's the result?
Who
what's
has
the purpose?
The control? In this government, in this United States of America, we the people are the government, not our employees.
Well,
we
that
have
me.
Not done our homework, huh? We
you mean to tell
like
me we're supposed to? The government's not supposed to be in control, but you know, it
well,
is in control.
Let's take it at the top. What did they do? Well, see, these Chinese, I can get into them too. They have an extra chromosome and a whole lot of other problems. But the bottom line here, and they eat their own people. You may want to look up Falun Gong. F-A-L-U-N, Gong, G-O-N-G, Falun Dafa,
yep.
F-A-L-U-N. Are you familiar with them?
No, I don't know anything about that.
A religious group that mostly Chinese and some Caucasians belong to, but they're telling on the red Chinese communist government how they'll snatch them off the street and take their organs out. See, all these things that's happening heretofore now, is organ harvesting. We even allowed our employees to make in Washington, D.C., the more recent law is H.R. 6448 of 2018. It's called organ donation. And if you listen to the ads, they'll say, be an organ donor. Just imagine, one person can save up to 8 people's lives with their organs, and that one person can save up to 77 people with their tissue. Huh? Tissue donation?
Yeah, okay.
What?
So
they
don't be an organ
like
donor,
it's a great
then.
Thing. Huh?
Well, I always ask pastors about that, Angel Lady Love, about the rapture. If your organ, you know, what happens if you donated organs and the rapture happens? You know, what happens to the person that got the transplant? That goes with you, so that person's not going
to
have a heart or a lung or something, you know.
Remember, see, this Jesus, if you really, really ever study Jesus, you'll better comprehend that this body of ours. You ever go to a funeral and you see the person in the casket?
Yeah.
Okay. For the most part, unless they're from another planet, some of them know how to make themselves look like they're dead. I mean, gurus in East India have shown you how they can bury themselves alive and
I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that. Why would they do that? Makes no sense. What would be the purpose?
I know, but that's part of the problem with England. I mean, with East India. That's why Ibrahim and Sarai, as children, had to run away from there. They still have their problems. Get that Vimeo.com National Geographic downloaded from April 2019.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you, Angel. Where can we get some of this information? What's a good research tool where the stuff that you're talking about that we haven't been taught?
Go inside yourself.
Go inside yourself.
Let me try to explain. This sounds weird. I know it sounds weird. But I've been like this since a little girl. I could read at 1 year old, really probably before I was one. Okay.
All right.
But more emphatically, when we go within ourselves, see, everything's cycled. The same water, isn't Matt? Try to picture this. The water that's in and on this earth has been the same water for trillions of years. We've never got new water. It appears like it because you rain. Hey, it's raining, but where did it come? You learned that in science, third grade science about the weather? And
yeah.
So forth, and the clouds and the ice. You understand? And but I mean, it's just a majestic. It's so magnificent, this Earth. And just imagine, we're in a galaxy, and in truth, there are 837 billion galaxies. I didn't say planets. I didn't say stars. This is a majestic thing. So do you really think we're the only ones in and on Earth? I mean,
I don't know. What do you tell the pastors out there? Like, for instance, I've got some people that believe in God out there that are listening right now. Call in if you guys want. Angel Lady Love is saying that there is no God, right? That's what you're saying. There's no God.
I didn't
God
say that.
So what do you? So what is God then? Explain what God is. Explain what God is to us.
It's up to you what it is. My parents are my creators, and beyond them, they are made up of all my primordial paternal grandparents. Do you understand?
Okay, so your parents are your gods. That's
all
what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would. Yeah. Okay. So
I mean,
your
if you
parents,
want to use
your,
it for,
your parents
let me,
created
let me
heaven, created earth.
Honorable Bill Gibson, I have
yeah.
to apologize because ever since I was a little girl, I never liked the word God because I saw
okay.
the word dog. And
oh, okay.
the key here is so you can call it your God if you want to, but my parents are my creators. And then I see beyond that. And since I have remembered, and they reminded me, after they transition, I've seen them. I've seen when I was in my 20s, just before I turned 20, I had remembered my granddaddy on my daddy's side, my paternal granddaddy. He would appear to me so many times, and I wasn't
okay.
sure it was he. And I wish I'd known then because then I would have been able to tell Daddy. But then since then, I've seen Daddy. And since then, I've seen my other grandmother on my mother's side. I mean, it's so much out here. It's no such there is such thing as what you all want to call death. But in truth is John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, when Jesus went to resurrect his brother-in-law, Lazarus, you know he married Mary Magdalene. That was in John chapter 2. But at any rate, he used to share with her all the things about, and he actually cried in John chapter 11 because he saw that she didn't even believe him. And Lazarus had been dead and in the tomb for over 4 days. He was wrapped up like a mummy, stinking.
Okay.
And when Jesus
all right, well,
told
hang on,
the
let's just change gears here real quick. Change gears. Yeah, I don't want to get into mummies and stuff. You know,
okay.
Let's try to get
I'm
to 2020.
Sorry, but this gives
yeah.
me confirmation. I'm trying to tell you there's no such thing as death.
Yeah, I just wanted to get into what your impression of what God was. I don't know if the callers are having trouble getting in. I see a few of them on the call board here. Press the number one if you want to talk about anything you want to talk about. If you know, you could change the subject, too, if
yeah,
you want to.
Yeah, because I've been all over the place right now. I didn't know we were
yeah,
going to
yeah.
talk
you've
about
you've kind
this.
Of, like, danced around, like, 1,000
but,
different subjects here. You know, kind of focus on one, you know, or a couple here, if we can. You know, you
well,
talk about AI, 5G.
I want people to know, in this country, we the people are the government. Our employees have been so out of order. They stay in office too long, the legislators, and we keep
okay, well, how do we fix that?
Them in. Well, we've got to take our controls back. We, the people,
well, we know
like
that. We know that. How do we do that?
Right now, we must be more participant in the different ways that we elect them, and we must tell them. We've got to have more meetings to the fact that just like what they, all of these employees, especially in Congress and the senators, what have they done as soon as the president was elected? They've been trying to impeach him. And the bulk of them have been out of order. And they're ignoring our needs. I mean, it's Nancy Pelosi. I remember when, was it Obama? No, it may have been Bush. I can't remember which one because she's been in office too long. The bottom line here is she used
our
airplane.
She's about 150 years old. That's what she looks like.
And took her family on a vacation. Not once, but several times. Okay? That was during the Bush administration. She's been
yeah.
in office too long. And then to make us constantly talking against another person, and she's when we put ourselves, just like an employer, yourself, if you were to employ someone, what do you do? you tell your workers what to do. You don't let them tell you what they're going to do unless you're asking them what, if one is a certain expert in fertilizers
that's true.
Or
that's
something
true.
Like
that's
that.
True. Yeah, that's
but
very
the
true.
Bottom line, they do what you tell them to do, correct?
Well,
depending
they're supposed
on
to do
their
what I tell them to do, yeah.
You assign to them what they're supposed to do. And if something comes up different, who do they come to make sure, is it all right if I do such and such? Don't they have to get approval from you? The bottom line here is, all I'm saying is, we in this country, we the people are the government. And we've not been taught that in school. I remember when we would, for different classes, we would have to write to the congressmen. And then when we, or write to our different legislators or to the president of the United States of America, we're going to send him a letter. You know, that was a big thing.
Well, wait. So how do we take back our government? If they work for us, well, how do we do it? We can't do it. But voting isn't working, obviously. It's not working. So
because
what do we do?
The machines, I've written about that, too. The machines malfunctioned. They didn't even count the lock boxes of our children that are overseas in these armed services places. In the election of 2000 with George W. Bush, they did not even count those lock boxes. And then when there was a problem with the voting chads in Florida where Jeb Bush, which was the brother of George W. Bush, we went to the Supreme Court and asked them what to do. They're not supposed to tell us what to do. They're supposed to interpret the law. They told us, stop counting the chads. George W. Bush won. What? They were supposed to, if anything, say, do a revote. That's the only thing they should have said. They have no right to tell us for whom, who was to be chosen. And because we don't know that, that's why it was allowed. And then more close, the next year, 2001, near and around that Sunday and that Monday before 9/11, September 11th, 2001, they admitted that Al Gore had won the what do they call it? The popular vote. It was, but that whole thing was staged. The September 11th bombing and the mankind made, what do you call them? They did implosions of those buildings. I can give more details. I did a paper on it. But anyway, this is what happens when we allow helter-skelter our employees to do whatever they want. I mean, some of you will say, that the wolf is in the hen house or something like that. You know what I mean? We have not been taught that we the people are the... It's right there in writing. When you read the Declaration of Independence, we're endowed by a creator. I know they try to say, melanin-rich people weren't in there, the indigenous people. No, those are my tenets. These are my laws. We are people
of
the law. All right,
well, I got someone else that just popped up in here now. They pressed one. I don't know if people are having problems because it's all, but I got one here who wants to talk. We'll see. Let's go ahead there, a private caller.
Big, fat, black woman with big boobs produced chocolate milk.
Oh,
I met her
boy.
At Holiday Inn. She fucked me twice for $50. Man, she was terrible. She doesn't shave her pubic hair.
Wow. That's
Well, little boy, let me just try to tell him something. Because when you grow up, you'll realize there's no such race as black. And the bottom line is you may want to check yourself out, okay? The fact remains is this is what we're discussing, that we've all been duped. Caucasians, no offense, Honorable Brother Joe Gibson, but genetically engineered. And in truth, 6,000 years' time is up. I'm a messenger, Honorable Joe Gibson, but I'm also a warner. I am a real angel. And the interesting variable is that the nuns had discerned it when my parents started sending me to Catholic school.
So you're a real angel. Okay, hang on. So you got people. You're gonna have to now. You got to back that up when you make those claims. Can you back that up with any confident? I mean, solid proof or something that would that people would say,
tell you,
oh,
it's
okay.
Not fun. I tell you that it's not fun being in and on this earth as an earth angel. It's not fun. I am suffering. As you know, my highest commander, Isa, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, even though there are people that don't believe that he was nailed on a cross, but he suffered. Even in that John chapter 11, verse 25 and 26, when his wife and his sister-in-law, after all the time that he had shared, when he could share time with them and tell them about resurrection and life, they still didn't even get it after their brother died. They were angry with him because they thought that if he would have been there, Lazarus wouldn't have died. And if you
all
read
right,
that
all right,
chapter,
all right. So you've got some, things here that people, hang on.
Jesus
now, you've got some stuff here that people have not heard of. And when people hear this type of information, they automatically say, oh, Lord, this lady, she's whacked. You know, well, what is she talking about? Can you give us some kind of back, some where people can go look for this stuff and see the proof instead of going inside themselves? Because he said, go inside yourself.
John chapter 11. John chapter 11 in the you'll even see it in the King James version. King James Bible only has 66 books, and the Catholic Bible has 72 books. I think the Ethiopian Bible may have more books than that, but nonetheless. I can give more details, but I'm just saying that book is a great book. You know, Bible only means book, and it's a book that has many books in it, okay? And it's about our past, present, and future. It's my information that these people, thank God for these people, God bless them, these people that were dedicated and put it in writing, transliterated it in, and or translated it into other languages. I say that they're beautiful and strong.
All right.
Concordance.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, there you answered the question there, but the best you could. Anyone else here want to chime in here? They can. Angel Lady Love, I'm going to get back to you here in a couple minutes here and let you wrap up the show here for you, okay? You can close it out for us. We still got time
left.
I
didn't even finish telling you anything about what we need to look at this point because about
this
virus.
I'm
going to
give you that chance. I'm going to give you that chance, okay? I'm going to give you that chance in a couple minutes, okay? Give me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'll give you that chance.
No weapons of mass destruction were found.
Are you kidding me? Do you buy that? There were.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white.
Come on, let us shoot. Blair. Warren.
Hey, I need to get the brass to drop ramps. I got a wounded girl. We need to take the rest of mine.
Oh, it's their fault for bringing their kids to a battle.
That's right.
The main reason we went into Iraq at the time was we thought he had weapons of mass destruction. It turns out he didn't, but he had the capacity to make weapons of mass destruction. But I also talked about the human suffering in Iraq.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States. I salute the boys and girls who are buying United States savings stamps and bonds, and they're giving important support to the cause of freedom and the men who fight for us in Vietnam.
Congress gave us this authority in August 1964 to do whatever may be necessary. That's pretty far-reaching. That's the sky's the limit.
As an American citizen, you have to respect our president, whether I like it or not. It's really not my decision, but I do respect my president, and I will support whatever decision he makes.
Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang.
It is a hard fact that U.S. strikes have resulted in civilian casualties.
Don't know why. Until this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie.
The United States knows
that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
One of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply. That reply is being given.
Crashing through the lies and dis...
All right. Go ahead, Angel Lady Love. Yeah. Wrap it up for us. Go ahead. Take as much time as you need here.
Well, real quick, several times they said something about Iraq having the weapons of mass destruction. George H.W. Bush was the business partner to Honorable Mr. Saddam Hussein. They actually had gold certificates. That's what George H.W. Bush wanted President William Jefferson Blythe Clinton to go into Iraq. That's what he really wanted, his gold certificate. See, we've been duped. George H.W. Bush was also CIA director. Under his helm is when they came up with the, what are they called? The, Taliban in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And our CIA trained the Taliban. Now those same Taliban are the ones killing our CIA and all them things. I can give more details. Osama bin Laden was the business partner to George W. Bush. That's why George W. Bush, he didn't even get his feet warm enough when he came in, because when he was voted or made president by way of our Supreme Court, he started late. He gave Colin Powell $43 million to give to the Taliban. Remember, that's where Osama bin Laden. Are you following me or my?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
And so all of this, and oh, my goodness, I'm seeing it all come together. We've got to take our controls back. I'm trying to tell you something. Interdimension is very important, too. These people know interdimension. In this country, number 4 of the Constitution of the United States of America, the Declaration of Independence opens it up for the Constitution. Each state has a Constitution, but the Constitution of the United States of America, the top 10 amendments are the Bill of Rights. Number 4, no one is supposed to be coming into our homes if we didn't open the door and say, come on in. And even with these no-knock warrants that they've been killing people, that should never be there. Those police were in violation. And what they even did in Philadelphia the other year, they were at a place that the warrant wasn't even to be served at that address. And I can give more details. But all I'm saying is, because we don't know, we're letting all these people be in violation. For instance, the police, when you look under the Black's Law Dictionary, which is like a Bible to anyone that wants to know laws and definitions of laws, the definition for a police officer, the first meaning is peace officer, P-E-A-C-E. It doesn't say anything that they're supposed to run around and kill people. Add that to the fact they should not be given military titles. None of them, the CIA, any of these kinds of organizations, and they should not be given extra points if they've been in the military. When I found that out after taking the police test twice, passing it, being on the list only 2 years each time, I went in as an E5 in Armed Service Reserves so that I could get 10 extra points, but I didn't bother to take it a third time. But nonetheless, I'm just saying. And this mentality, what do they teach you in the Army? Not only have they deprogrammed the person, I mean, that's what the... When you go in, you have to be taught how to eat, what time to eat. You got to do what they tell you to do, sleep when they tell you, get up when they, you understand? That's a deprogramming. And the bottom line here is that it's many people, what I have found, especially if they weren't in a real war, many of them will even with that try to do things to get away with doing something opposite of what they're supposed to do. I don't know if I'm making any sense with this. And I won't get into the fact, I don't mean any harm, but for the past four centuries, all of the bullets have been using lead. I've given you this before under lead poisoning under mayoclinic.org, mayoclinic.org. Lead is not good. It's in all of our water hydrants across our nation. Our employees in Washington, D.C. put through laws in the 1970s AD after they sprayed all those people with the fire hydrants in the 50s and 60s that there's lead in the water and they were supposed to remove it. They haven't done it. And this is another thing that we, the people, if we knew this, we should have gotten after our employees. You're supposed to move that lead. Now it's all over the place. It's all in all the fire hydrants across our nation, including Canada, and I can give more details. And that's the same water that's put into swimming pools. And who opens up the fire hydrants? The police, firemen, as well as many construction workers. I've seen them take their hard hats in the summer, put it under the fire hydrant, pour it over their body. The skin is the largest organ of their body. Again, look up lead poisoning. It's passed on to the born and unborn children. It causes attention deficit syndrome. It causes autism. And I can prove
well, what
that
would be the cure for autism? What would be the cure then? Hang on. We got children that have autism and attention deficit disorder. So what would be the cure? How would we cure it or treat it?
Well, first of all, from what I understand, that these tests, it's just even tests to see if they have lead. They already have it. We all have it. The fact remains is that we've got to recognize that this has been a problem. And
we already recognize it's a problem. So how do we treat it, though? How do we treat the problem?
First of all, the only thing I can think of as an individual, there are certain things that one can put onto their water faucets that's opposed to, or there are certain companies, they would have to tell you whether they can remove the lead that's in your piping, because it's in all the pipes, all across, not just in Michigan. To Michigan, okay. They even did a rewind of that in 60 Minutes a few weeks ago, that Michigan water's messed up everybody. And that was because of their very employees in the legislation that did that to them. I can give more details. I mean, it's all out in the open. But I'm saying across our nation, they admitted, I had seen this, it was either in 2015, that these employees had admitted that all, this is before I even heard about Michigan having all that lead poisoning in their water.
Yep.
That all across our whole nation, and as I always tell people, get a map of the United States of America. Get one of those, if you get a subscription to National Geographic, I think they'll send you. You have to check this out first. I don't know if they charge you. But sometimes they have a special. They'll even send you a.
All right, Angel Lady Love, 3 minutes, please, 3 minutes, and I want to wrap it up. I want to wrap it up on the 1 hour mark, okay?
Okay. Well, I guess you'd have to call me back to bring more information, because I know I've been all over the place. But I have answers. This virus, again, hypoxia, HYPOXIA, hypoxia. The mask is to, what is it, Apple has a facial recognition drone that they said over 4 months ago that they can recognize a face even though it has a mask on. Why would they have that? The facial recognition radiation, we don't want them taking pictures of us when we're driving our car. All these red light cameras, all of this is in violation. Going to the supermarket, getting our food tasered, that's what they're doing when they're running their scan to get the barcode and these panels, that's radiation. It's called laser. Laser is an acronym for light amplification stimulated with emissions of radiation. All of that's going into the food. And it's already been tasered before it even got to the store. and now they have all these robots. I'm going to just call it that way, but I call them now anthropomorphic pseudo-humankind doing the work. At the top of this year, just before they started talking about this corona, there are 40 manufacturers of these beings, and they look so human, but because they don't have that many faces, they come up with the same faces. And the key here is this other company, University of Penn, is one of the 40 manufacturers. I matriculated there. At the top of this year, this other company had said they're going to give them sweat glands. I laughed because I told them that they stink. I have seen them. They've shown you in the commercials in the banks how they'll say that they have them, and they do. I have seen them. They look so human. But we had them millions of years ago. And the bottom line is that when you look up 2017, Saudi Arabian High Prince was talking to a female AI. I'll just say it that way. He asked her, what does she want? She says, I want to kill people. He made her a citizen of Saudi Arabia. And the next thing you know, this other guy that was working for Washington Post went missing. I can give more detail. I'm just saying, we need to take control. We've got to stop being our own worst enemy. Caucasians need to realize, no, you're not. You can never be a racist, and you're not a supreme being. Sorry about that. Live and let live.
And, live and let live. That's the words you want to leave us with here tonight.
Let me just put it this way. Even though you all have been genetically engineered, as I was given, you, just like the supreme being in and on this earth, has a soul. I cannot say who doesn't have one. I have to treat every being as though you have a soul. It's called respect.
Okay.
It's about life and have it more abundantly and live and let live. We've got to stop
all
thinking
right. Anybody here wants to jump in here at the end? Anybody that wants to jump in here at 657-383-0616, press the number 1, and I'll get you on. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all over the board here tonight talking about religion, the government. I did ask a direct question
about
there.
Religion.
Well, religion. We talked about God. We talked about God, okay? We talked about the Bible. We did talk about that. Yeah, supreme beings, and but we also addressed something very important that you said the Constitution. We the people are in charge, and we should basically take back charge of our country. And but what do we do when we take back charge of our country? What do we do? You know, who's going
to
run it?
Well, we have our employees reporting to us properly instead of trying to tell us to wash our hands and don't.
I get that. But who's going to replace these employees? Who are we going to get? Black Lives Matters? What are we going to get?
George Soros,
that's what I'm saying.
A multi-billionaire, and they're out of order too. The key here is all life is sacred. And the bottom line is it's called respect. Even though many of these animals, like I told you about those cherubim female that were cast here, those angels, those kind of angels, and even though we have male cherubim, those haints, I have to call them what they are, no offense, they know that they are. They're the ones with these agendas and a man that may have touched them and they went to their hotel room 50 years ago. Now they want to put them in prison. Prisons are inhumane. We did not have jail cells until the illegal, undocumented European invaders came to these shores. I can give more details. This young man wrote a book. It's 3 volumes. Kenan Booker.
Well, now hang on a second here. So you said the European invaders, they invaded the shores. What shores did they invade, and how did they invade? Like, who was here first? So how did they invade?
I have to get into the pilgrims, and then I have to get into the
can you explain it more quickly? Because this is where a lot of this racial stuff is coming up here in this country now. Hang on, let me finish. Where we're saying that, the Black Lives Matters movement and stuff like that, we're getting a lot of racial divide. So you're throwing a little fire on that by saying the European invaders. So who did they invade?
Right. First of all, when these aristocrats from England, once the different ones started coming here to these shores, then the ones with money, they wanted to come to this new nation. Okay, because when you see how they were really living in England, it's a very nasty place. That's why I asked you if you even just read the synopsis of Kicked Out of Heaven. Another one to bring it more up to date.
I thought England was a beautiful
country. You want to understand the virus. Let me give you this book. Plague of Corruption by Dr. Judy Mikovits and another. Right, that was written this year. I mean, it's been published this year. Plague of Corruption. Look for the download and copy, you know, look at the synopsis. Don't read it from your computer screen. And
okay.
Please learn to unplug. Don't have in these children's rooms and all this electricity. This makes them hyper and everything, and don't be giving them a whole lot of sugar. Wi-Fi causes the body temperature to rise, and it increases the glucose in the blood. That's sugar diabetes. These allopathic doctors, we have more than them. They are getting kickbacks from all of these pharmaceuticals. They're in the pockets of the pharmaceuticals. Look it up on 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes has told a lot of truth, and we've got to take our controls back. These pharmaceutical, these allopathic doctors have made all these people into drug addicts, all because it helps them to pay off their student loans and or makes them rich and able to go on cruises and things. I've got more details. We've got to take our controls back. It's about live and let live. And all of this other stuff that you've got to understand, those Chinese eat each other. They have an extra chromosome. When you understand that Esau and Jacob are both mongoloids, their daddy Isaac is a mongoloid, old eggs and incest. I can give more details.
All right, that'll be a whole other show probably because we'll get bombarded with people.
Find out what you want me to hone in on because, see, I can tell you the whole thing, but it takes time and I don't want to lose anybody. But do your own homework. Go to one of those dollar stores or whatever, get an anatomy and physiology, biology books, and they're beautiful. Some of them are less than $5, even though it says it's for children. I'm telling you, these are the best pictures I've ever seen. They're better than the ones I had in the ones that we had to pay $200 and $300 for.
A lot of people are very happy that I had a real angel on the show here tonight, a real angel. So we had a real angel on the show here tonight. That's what she says. She's an angel. So
I'm a throne. Uh-huh. Took me a while to dig it, but there are numerous kinds, and I do have and salute. When you understand the Archangel Gabriel is Jesus, Isa, Yeshua, HaMashiach's daddy. He's also the angel that Muhammad, they said, had appeared to Muhammad and told him to read. Muhammad, some say, had been a Catholic. Some said Pope. I said, well, maybe he could have been a cardinal. His first wife, Khadija, was a Catholic nun, and I can give more details. When you understand all of this religiosity, we're fighting over stupidity, and plus it tells you in their laws, 613 Mosaic laws, all three of them believe in that, thou shalt not kill, number 5. So even if you call a war a holy war, if the war has killing, they're in violation of the law.
Uh-huh.
So, and there are so many fanatics in all, like I said, those Canaanite conquistadors are in every race, creed, and color, and every religiosity, and I can give more details because I'm here to disclose. But see, if we mess up, there are other placements. See, we're here to know where we're going from here, whether we're coming back here in the other dimensions like us. We are all ascending. And some of these other degenerates that know that, they're doing everything to keep us from ascending. I told you, there are people coming into our homes because they know how to do inner dimension. Luke chapter 4, Jesus did an inner dimension. After they kicked him out of the synagogue, they were going to try to throw him off the cliff, but he did an inner dimension and walked in their midst. He knew how to do it. He could have done it on
all
the
right,
cross, but
Angel,
he didn't.
Angel Lady Love, I think I'll wrap it up right there before we get to a little too carried away here with getting into a whole other subject here that some other people may want
to.
I don't see
this,
anyone else wanting to jump in here. So what we'll do is we'll wrap up the show here, and I guess the next show that we'll do, maybe next month, maybe next week, who knows? We'll see what happens. So
well,
everybody be safe out there. Take care.
Gibson.